Blog Talk Radio.
Every little thing is going to be all right, people, because you are vibrating and elevating in the right place to be. Thank you for joining us. This is Miss Butterfly Bird, along with Miss Z Marie, on this Super Bowl Sunday, pre-Super Bowl party. Thanks for joining us. How is everybody doing out there? Z Marie, how are you?
Peace, peace. I am doing wonderful. I'm feeling real cheerleader-like over here, so rah-rah, sis, boom-bah.
Pom-poms chilling, tennis skirt chilling. I know you're a big sports fanatic. Like, what's going on in your mind right now? Like, you already know which team you're going for, or you got bets going on. What's up?
It's a no-brainer. So I'm calling Cam Newton, who's the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, Brown Sugar these days. So Brown Sugar, I feel like he got it in the bag. It's been a really interesting season. I believe they ended up being 15-1 or something like that, but they only lost one game, and it was to my old city, Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons. So, yes, I'm going for Cam Newton in the Panthers. And actually, I will say a few years ago, I was going for the Broncos. So it's very interesting that these two teams are playing. I think it's going to be an amazing game defensively and offensively. So, yes, countdown. It's like, I guess, about an hour away now.
Right? Like, you can tell listeners that Z Marie is all over the sports scene. I'm just there to watch the guys in the tights. So, like, I mean, don't blame me. Don't blame me. She already said Brown Sugar. But that brings me to, like, we're also in Black History Month. And I love Black History Month because it's a great opportunity for us to revisit, you know, great heroes and sheroes of the past, as well as people doing awesome things right now. And Z Marie, I saw that you put a post up about the female referee.
Yes.
Could you tell me just a little bit about that? Because I don't know about sports, but I saw it and I was like, wow, what's going on now? What's going on positive on the scene that we can highlight tonight?
Yes. So just a little background. I accepted the 28-day Black History Fact Challenge from Unconquered Mind CEO Voss Stinson. So, Bruh Stinson and I and a few other people, including Ms. Butterfly Bird, have been putting up posts just to celebrate. And we've really been trying to find names and things that have happened that a lot of people don't know about. So no posts about Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman and, you know, Rosa Parks just yet, right? We're trying to do unnamed people or people who, you know, are not as famous. So today, my little known fact was about Maya Chaka, is probably how you say the last name. And, you know, you can go to Zara Marie on Facebook to check it out. But basically, she's not a referee. There are no official women referees in the NFL just yet. But she's in, like, a developmental program where they develop you. I don't know if you know Ms. Controversy. You don't know. You've already said that. But, like, maybe our listeners also don't know that these professional associations, they have a lot of development. So they develop their players as well as their officials and probably management and everything in between. So she's a part of that. And she has refereed a preseason NFL game, which is a big deal, and some scrimmages and mini camps. So it's really exciting because football is a contact sport. It's essentially the most dangerous sport. And for a woman to be a part of it, something that's like an all-boys club, right, for sure, is really nice. There are also other women who are not women of color who are a part of this, you know, development to officiating program as well. So I just highlighted the woman of color today. And, you know, I look forward to her being a future first black NFL referee. So that is big news. Whether you like football, whether you hate the NFL and you know about the CTE stories, we can at least acknowledge that some progress is being made, right? Even with the CTE negative press they're getting about that, which they deserve, even progress is being made on that because we had a movie, you know, starring Will Smith about it. So wherever you fall on the spectrum, you know, you got some news, you got some information, and that's what we do here on Vibrate and Elevate. So, yes.
That's what's up. Shots out to literally shots out to anybody that is doing something black now. And like we did last year, we highlighted King Na was one of our, you know, honorary guests on this show as doing something black now, doing something to positively impact our community and the community abroad. So I'm really happy to hear that, you know, we got to be on the lookout. We got to be on the search for people that are doing something because it's so much going on. So I think we have more than enough lined up for this month. And yes, shouts out to Unconquered Mind for that challenge. And speaking of you know, doing something right now that's positive, I want you to get in the positive zone. You already in the positive zone because you're on Vibrate and Elevate. But I want you to think about the last time, like, a prayer was answered or last time, you know, you had a request and it was met or the last time you had a dream and it came true. And if you can remember that point, and come on, give some energy and time to it because I know it may be some people out there that says, you know, I've never had a dream come true. There's never been an answered prayer. And so I challenge you to look a little bit deeper and to be a little bit more humble because, you know, we get graces and mercies and blessings every day. But, you know, it would be nice to have, you know, somewhat of a blueprint, of a plan, of a go-to, you know, secret stash of how in the hell do I get what I want? How do I get some of my prayers answered? How do I manifest this or that? And we've all heard of the law of attraction. And some of us may have seen The Secret or not. But I do think it's safe to say that everyone has something that they would like to obtain, to conquer or to achieve. And so tonight we have a young teen guru on the line. His name is Caspian. I'm going to be opening his line in just a moment. And I had a funny story. I was talking with his mom, and she was like, you know, it's the weirdest thing. My son always gets, you know, what he wants. And, like, you know, the family started to notice it. And so she's like, you know what? I need to probably take a lesson or two from my son and find out what in the hell is he doing? Like, how can I learn this thing? Is it learnable? Is it something that can be, you know, transferable to other people? Or is it a science? What is it? And so we're going to have him on tonight, and I would like you to join me in welcoming our teen, what I call our teen guru, Caspian. Caspian, thank you for being on the line. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm sorry I'm smiling so hard, Ms. D. Marie, because
yes.
Caspian is like one of my favorite teens.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, first of all, he sounds like President Obama, so I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yes. Caspian, like, I don't know if I painted a great picture, if I gave him a great intro, but Caspian is a teen who is, he's very, besides saying smart, he's just the bomb. Like, he's so well-rounded. He's really, like creativity. He welcomes creativity. And you know, Z Marie and myself, we're really huge on this creative culture and just promoting, you know, creativity no matter what age you are, because it provides solutions for you and it gives you a divine, you know, connection, this creativity thing. So, you know, Caspian, he shows that. And from meeting him a few years ago, I actually had him as a student. He just steals your heart. And I would let him do pretty much, he would get away with murder in my class because I knew that he got it. And so that's why I'm interested in hearing, you know, what else he got, because apparently something is working. So, Cassie, I'm going to shut up right now, and I'm going to ask you to share with us a little bit about what you've discovered about manifesting things.
All right. Thank you for all the compliments. I'm blushing. Also for allowing me to, start. So there are five things that are, I think, very important to manifestation. Of course, you can have your all. I think that these are the general things that you need. I think that everyone should also have their own priorities, but that these are five things that a lot of people can use to, you know, manifest things and get what they what they need in life, and just things that would make them happier. So the first step is to just to ask the, you know, whatever you thought, like whatever you think is in power, like the universe, God, like, you know, whatever you think, just to ask without justification, without saying I need this because I work so hard or because I do this, but just to ask without needing to justify, because that's how you show that you don't really need it, but that it would just really make you happy. And it also feeds into the second thing that you should ask, which is to ask without demanding or, like, pressuring. Like, I need this, like, now, or, like, I need it by next week, you know, because you can't just say that you need something and you need it immediately. You need to be able to accept that, and this is actually step number three. You need to be able to accept what you want. It might not happen right away. You know, with me...
Wait, Caspian, can you repeat that for my soul?
Okay.
You know, what you got to ask without justification, you got to ask without pressure, and you got to be able to accept that it's not going to happen right away. Specifically because if you do that, then you're just setting yourself up for failure, you know. You can't put the universe on a timeline. It's a little bit much for one person. And there's two more steps, and then I'm going to give an example that has happened in my life. And it's actually the first time that I've done it. The fourth step would be to be able to accept and know that, and that doesn't mean that accept someone else's no, because someone else's no doesn't make what you want wrong, or what you want not, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But if you know inside that it's a no, you got to be able to accept that. That's a really big factor. And number five, which might seem like it could contradict steps, or not really steps, but reasons two and four, is that you got to do the work. And that doesn't mean to place pressure, but that means that you got to be knowledgeable. You know, you got to trust that this universe knows what's best for you. You know, you had to put your best foot forward. You have to prove that should you get what you want, you're ready for it, you're ready to use it in your life. And that, and like I said before, it might seem like it contradicts, you know, what, two and four, but it's also very important because, and this is for my example, those are the five steps. When I was, and I followed these steps to get what I want, because when I was, you know, younger, I really wanted a pet. And I actually researched what would be the best pet for me. And I approached my parents, you know, after months of research, you know, I approached my parents and said, I want a pet, and these are the reasons why. Unfortunately, my dad said no. The pet that I wanted was a leopard gecko. It, you know, he's really easy to take care of. And I had this whole, like, planned out, and I told my dad about it. He didn't want to do it, and that was fine. Next week, the week after, someone donated a leopard gecko to our school. The is a CSA, I think it was called, and that's and because that the school was too cold and they didn't have the equipment, they were like, whoever wants it can take it. So not only was the leopard gecko there, the specific thing that I had spent months researching. And I asked, but not only that, but it came with a tank and equipment. It came up with the whole setup. And it took months. But, you know, it happened because I was, and this is an important part, I was unwavering. And that is very important for manifestation. You need to be unwavering.
Yes.
Take it away, Z Marie, because I'm writing so many notes right now.
Oh, I've already decided that I'll be listening to this show at halftime. So yes, this is great. I am so impressed with your charisma and with your attitude, and I just want to say, you know, shouts out to you and to your parents. Miss Butterfly Bird did tell me about your parents, and apparently they're awesome as well. So on that note, I just want to ask you, what do you attribute your awareness of how life works? What do you attribute that to?
I attribute my awareness just to really my upbringing, especially how my parents, you know, they taught me that when a person wants something, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen, doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but that it'd be really nice if it did. And it really just goes into being nice as a person. You got to be cordial, not only with and it goes to everything, not just with a person, but you got to be cordial with the universe.
Wow, that's huge. I don't think we, as a whole, I don't think I do enough. I don't think we apply that particular attribute to the universe. Like, we need to be kind, we need to be cordial, we need to be thoughtful, you know, and I think that's what leads to so much abuse to the planet and so on and so forth. We don't think of it as this holy entity, so to speak, or this divine entity that we need to give some consideration to. That was huge, Caspian. Oh my goodness. I just want to chime in on your number three. Your number three, you mentioned that you want to accept that it may not happen. And as I was getting ready for the show, I was looking up quotes, and the Dalai Lama says something about, you know, it may be a blessing that you don't get what you want at that particular time. And I think that is important to embrace, Because if we can accept that it may not happen, and not be so reactive when it doesn't, but have a clear mind and an open heart, that we'll be able to see when it does come, or the different shapes and forms that it can come in. So in your example, even though your dad said no, you didn't, you know, go all rebellious, you know, on his behind. Shouts out to dad.
Oh, of course
homie.
Not, of course not.
Right? And you were just like, all right, cool. And not only did you receive what you were looking for, but it came with, like, bells and whistles. And I think that's one of the things that we forget. If we're patient, if we employ, you know, the five different steps that you outlined for us, we can get more than what we desire. And not just, you know, with this one particular thing that you may desire, like a physical or a tangible thing. It may be a lifestyle or a particular job. Sometimes we have to be a little bit more patient and optimistic about the things that we desire so that we can see the opportunities when they come. Sometimes we can be so tunnel vision that we don't see the opportunities, you know, and we're not cordial with the universe, and we're not being, you know, thankful, grateful, and having gratitude. So I am wondering what you would like to apply this to next. Do you have anything coming up?
Well, I really think it's going to be, what I want to apply it to get this, like, manifestation really is, and I think I speak for everyone, it's got to be my romantic life, like, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, you're speaking for me. This is E. Marie. Thank you.
You know, just,
right?
If I could, when I do manifest it, to come, like, for a partner to find me, or for me to find a partner, you know, a person that I can be with, that would be extremely just so satisfying on just mentally, emotionally, and intellectually. It'd be amazing, you know.
Yes,
that's,
wow. Okay, so I'm
really
in awe. I'm totally in awe because you as a team hit on something that is pretty much across the board. You know, there's a lot of single black women, and there's, you know, some of us on the phone right now, and we could really use the help. And, you know, I think a lot of times that area, because it deals with emotions and it depends a lot on the other person sometimes, that we put our, you know, energy out there with the demand. Because I've done that before. Lord, I need a man right now because XYZ. You know, or I need this man because I'm a good woman, right? And we've said all of these things, you know, at different, you know, parts of our life, phases of our life. And it's just time to reanalyze, you know, a lot of things that we want in the ways that we've been going about it. So, Cassia, I've been completely, completely inspired, motivated. You know, I feel like it is game day. Z Maria, you know, you said you had your cheerleader outfit on earlier. I got one too. Bang, bang. Chili, chili, bang, bang. All of that because, you know, sometimes we forget that manifesting is a tool that we've been given. I think that is a divine gift that we actually can bring things to fruition if we just follow, you know, Caspian, the teen guru, five easy steps, right?
That's right.
Oh, it's only.
So, Caspian, I would like to find out if anyone wants to consult with you or get in contact with you. Do you have some social media where people can follow you, or you just want them to do it on their own, or what would you like to share?
Well, that's actually a great question. You know, it's always about, well, like, do I need this person's help? And I think that, and not to sound presumptuous, that everyone has a a teen guru or a Caspian in their life that they can go to for help. I personally do not have a social media that I can help with this, but that I think that anyone who you find comfort in can fill that role.
Absolutely. Well, great answer.
Yes, that's a beautiful answer. And as your auntie, as your new auntie Z Marie, I'm going to tell you that this romantic partner might be on Facebook. So I would just like to consider that. But seriously, I so appreciate hearing your words of wisdom. A lot of people, I won't say a lot, some people don't really know what the millennials and the next generation are up to. So I really want them to listen to this show and see at least what you are up to, and not to put any pressure on your shoulders, but just to say this is a part of what's going on with the young people, and it's a good thing. And so I'm so happy that you're part of the awakened, or a part of the awakening of the planet, right? And I personally feel that the younger generations are more evolved than some of the others. So I totally support your voice. And anytime you want to come back on the show, please do so, please. And if we ask you, please say yes, even when you got your mate, your partner.
Yes, keep us posted, because we're going to give you an update. I mean, I feel like starting a whole, like, you know how ladies get together and they have the book club, right, Z Marie? I need to get together and have this five-step happier club, and we all are going to report back to Caspian on what's going on. And I just want to thank you again for being on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, our time is winding down. Z Marie, I don't know if you had anything else that you wanted to chime in on before we close out the show.
The only thing I want to say is I want to put a phrase in everyone's ears, which is radical acceptance. So it was beautiful that Caspian talked about that. Ms. Butterfly Bird also springboarded off of that. And so I'm going to do the same and just say radical acceptance is all the way acceptance. It's accepting whatever's going on, what Caspian told you, accept it in your mind, right? Logically, accept it in your heart, and accept it in your body. That's radical acceptance. So, you know, how sometimes we waver a little bit because our heart and our mind are not aligned. So radical acceptance is accepting whatever's going on fully and completely. So that's something that I think is a good way to end, you know, on my end, this controversy.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful, because right before the show, I wrote down a statement and I said, train your brain to follow your heart. And you just said that whole heart and mind alignment. It's very important that we seek that balance within us internally, and then it will start to materialize. And so on that note, I know everyone has vibrated and elevated a little bit higher with Teen Guru Caspian on his five steps to manifesting things that you want in your life. And thanks for joining us tonight. Be sure to check us out on vibrateandelevate.com and .net. And happy birthday this week to Trayvon Martin and Sandra Bland. So peace and blessings, everyone, because every little thing is going to be all right.
Yes.
Oh, it was a great time.
Thank you, Caspian.
Oh, it was extremely nice. You're welcome.
Don't worry.
Thank you for having me.
Z Marie, don't worry about that game, okay? Z Marie?
Yes.
And Caspian, don't worry. The universe is going to send that special someone, because I too am believing that for myself and for all my single sisters out there.
Oof.
Hey. Single men, too. Women.
All right. Peace and love, everyone. Thanks for joining. Peace, peace.
Wow.